begin the current daf, Masechta Devei Dezerah daf chav, begin the manal, begin the tezmat, begin the gemara, the Amar Krak. The pasuk says, Lo Yisachanim, which means, Lo Yitin Lamchani Bekarka, don't give them any resting place to reside in the real estate. Now, Darshanam Haikra Besamach, the most of Darshan from this pasuk shortly, Shalit Lamchain, not to give them any favor, a grace, but Shalit Lam Mat Naschinim, and not to give them also a free gift. Now, Stam de Mil Samairi, now presumably, this is generally talking about Bekulei B'Likachavim, by all idol worshippers, all non-Jews. Chemash B'Sug Mesamach, and that sounds like shortly from the Sugya, from the Gemara's discussion. Because it seems to include this for all non-Jews. Now, because the difficulty is, the Haid Lois Sechonim, this Pasig, B'Sheva Umas Davka Ksivit, specifically by the seven nations of Eretz Kanan, like says in the Pasig Baram Zayin, the Noshel Goyim Rav Mepanecha, Hashem's going to get rid of all these nations from Mephad Yachid, the Begoyim, etc. B'Ksivit, and it says, Leitichasam Bris, don't make a covenant, but then V'Loit Techonim, don't have this Issa Loit Techonim, which includes all these three things, V'Loit Techonim, and don't intermarry for them. That's talking about the only seven nations. And the Gemara explains explicitly that's talking about the seven nations, the Begudusin, Leslie Chasnas, that yeah, when they convert, says Litis Chatan Bam, the words right after these words that we're discussing here, that you now marry them, even when they convert. Uksiboy Basri says after that, Bitchali Sitin Labanoi, your daughter don't give to his son. But Minim say Perikam the Yivamas, the Gemara says in Yivamas about Yedzayin Manaf, Ubisayif, Oyman Begudushin, and the Perikam Begudushin of Samachesim Base, the Rabbanon, the Lidarshi, Kiyasir. They don't expound the word kiyas to the rabbis call them Assyrian to include all those that will remove your grandchildren from the Jewish religion. Lo yafin my crush our umas. We don't learn that from this pasuk. Other nations, lamemit to say the loynavis the loytavis b'kedushin. The kedushin does not take effect with them. The ha high crush is this pasuk b'zayin umas k'sibes specifically regarding the seven nations. Vachin to tulit chayik on the shamo, where it says they're not to leave any of them alive. It's specifically by the seven nations. So b'shem tezu you can say is devada. No, the truth is you're right. B'chol hanach kroy, all these pesukim can make a time or not, but there's a great reason, the limitzin lokminin, that we can't explain it el b'zayin umas only by the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, where you have a leitachayik on the shama. That person not to leave any of them alive. Obviously, like lokumim b'shar umas, you can't say it's referring to other nations. The b'hedik zibu, because we have explicit by the other nations, say b'yiluch lamas, b'abducha, that other nations that you conquer will be there for taxing, and they will serve you. B'chein sotu, when it says kiyasir, when it says that this new child-in-law will remove your grandchild, the Rabban, the Kohen Rabban, the Lidash, the time of the Kra, that they don't expound the rationale of the Pasuk to include other nations. Of course, logical to say it's regarding specifically the seven nations, the Basiri Tvei, because they are very much influenced to remove your grandchildren from the Jewish religion. And Mechen Tzutulik Zeschatin, when it says the problem of intermarriage, obviously, like look maybe the Sheba Umes, you can't say it's anything but the seven nations. Or call Shar Umes, Mutan Lavabukal Begirus, because obviously all the other nations are permitted to come and join the Jewish people when they convert. Chutz Me'aisim Shasa Kasav, except, and this is where you know this from, because the Pasuk comes to say there are others that are forbidden. Mitzri, Amoini, Me'avi, obviously that means other nations you could intermarry. Aval, but says Taish is Matnas Chinam, but regarding giving a free gift in the Sinas Chain, and giving them grace, the chaniya, and giving them a piece of real estate, those three halachas which are learned from these words like the chanim, ancient tam lechalik ben shah of yikachom lezayin amam. There's no reason to differentiate between them, and therefore all non-Jews are included in this issur leis lechanim. Me, however, akasha, but it's difficult, there's the krisis bris. The making of a covenant, shakasav, it's leis lechanim, that's written right next to the words leis lechanim. Ibisha umas ayri, ibitamad, the other nations, except with the pasuk says melachim alv, kabashleima, where it says Bechir Melech Tzur and the Yichazur Bishneim, they made a covenant. Obviously, other nations, you are allowed to make a covenant. But more the mashma, it sounds like Kol Shar Umais that all the other nations Lohuzra Krisis Bris, they weren't warned about making covenant. But Gemayim Ksiba in Sebi Yeshua, Bekravai Ato Yoshev, you're in my midst. How can I make a covenant? If you mashma, it sounds like a Bishar Umais, meaning because they're coming from the Seb, they think they're from the Seb Umais. Bishar Umais Mutta sounds like the other nation would be permitted. Bishar Umais, you can say, is yet the Lohuzra Bris. Nami lekoy el b'shavu mezira. That's also only by the seven nations. Why? But time rabeika, because there's a great reason for this. Why we would say it specifically by the shavu umes. V'inyan dekra nami muchach. And the context of the pasuk also proves that it says v'noshal goy ram matum imekom impenechom that these great nations will fall in front of you, the Jewish people. Hachem dachrimim obliterate them. Like turches lembris, don't make a covenant with them. And v'ikol maybe we could say the kibin the b'shas kibush kaimi b'leit dechayim. Since during the time of the conquering, we're not allowed to leave any of them alive, Shlevish has Kibush, so when it's not during the time of the conquering, can be a Krisis Bris. They're the ones who you're not allowed to make a covenant with, and specifically for them. Or you know, I mean, another point you could say is Mishum Dadduk Bevetz Kechab Tvei, because the seven nations were very much attached to idolatry. Them, you're not allowed to make a Bris with them. But Sharu Misle, but other nations not, and therefore that's why it's specifically the seven nations, whereas Leis HaChanam applies to all of them. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Echad ger bechad bekechavim, whether a convert or a ger toishim or a bekechavim ben mechir bementina, whether selling or giving, they all apply. Now hakamashma here it sounds like the lekula ama that according to everyone ikla midrash you would be able to expound titnenu umacher giving and selling adil elmane by the bastard from what the words before and what's after for the ger and for the bekechavim. Because Vafilu Rabbi Yudlai Palak, even Rabbi Yudlai doesn't disagree, El Misham Ay, only because of the word Ay, like the Gemara says. And Machanam Dishin Perges Neshach, there's a Gemara Darshan Bam Tzidab Samacham Avrav, as Kasbuch Leisitin Leib Neshach, U Bemarbis Leisitin Al Chlecha, the Shadina Beneshach Bemarbis, these two terminologies, Akesub Del Kameh, going on the ribbis of the money that's mentioned after that, Va'achol Chadol Basrei, meaning that's before it, and of something that, a food item, that's after that. Now, which is the same point we're making from the Digo of the Gemara over here. Now, because, but what's difficult is, Maishna Mahid the Perikama the Kedushin. Why is it different than the Gemara Kedushin of Lamed Bezim and Base? Kavimne Sevet talking about that, and the Pasuk says, in front of the elder, you should stand up and you should glorify the face of the Zakan. The Lashadina talking about Darta, Asevet Vazakan. We don't make these middle terminologies. We don't have the word Oi. We don't say it's going on both what's before and what's after. Why not? What you could say is, the Hasam Leshayach. No. There's not applicable the Hadarta, Gabe, Mipnei, where you say Mipnei Seva Tokum, and you can't say Vohadarta, because Vohadarta doesn't go on Mipnei. But Leishayach Nami Tokum Gabi Pnei, and you also can't have that Tokum should be going Tokum Vohadarta Vohadarta Pnei Zakum, because Tokum you don't get up for the face. But Kal Lovin says it's easy to understand why here you wouldn't be able to say it goes on both. The Elahak should don't ask why Makra is Shein Lemahechra. The Gemara Yevamos and Yuman Daf Nun Beis says there are certain psukim that it's not clear where this word is from the first half or the second half. Asim Mem, and the mnemonic for this is Mem Shva or Shin Ein Vav versus Shin Vav Alf. But Pirish, what are these are stands for the words that are not clear? The word Macher, Meshukadim, Seis or Vakam. So it's a Ma'ala Mina. Why didn't you say the Kamata Vayu? Why didn't say it goes on both of them like we're saying over here? That the middle word could be on the front and the back. Now, because the interpretation, if we're going in the first half, will not be the same definition as if we're going in the second half, but there can be both. As follows. Shim in the Se'ez. If you're going to say that Se'ez is going imitative, where there's a pasuk there by Kain, Yese'ez lashon Se'ez oven, then it's saying that it's like carrying his sin. And Vim'ina a'im leitative. And if it's going to go on the word that's eis leitative, yes, eis lashon peron is going to be a terminology of punishment. K'may nisa eslehem, that you have a pasuk in Hosea. And b'chein ara apam ki az. It says by the Shimon and Levi that cursed is their anger because it's strong. In efes musav or if the word efes is going on the curse in mekalel apam. If it's going on or say in Mekala Apam is only cursing their anger, not themselves. But then Apam Musab al Kiyaz, if it's going on Kiyaz, Nimsa Mekala comes out, he is cursing them. V'chein V'kam, so too, when it says by Moshe Beinu that after he dies by the Jewish people and Devarim Laman Aleph, so Ikoya, if it's going on, V'kam O'mazeh Nirshi Zanu Achrei Elehei Necha, it's saying that they're going to be Mizana. V'kam Ahanach Ashachet B'gamer, that you're gonna lay down and become, you'll get up. So Remezal Tchezemesim, that's a hint for Tchezemesim, like the Gemara says in Hedin Arzadi. So therefore, they can't be both, because they would have different definitions. But Tzarkim, what does have to be looked into, Mishagad Mamachar, where Ve'ein L'sham Shim Chilk Mashmois, there wouldn't make any difference if it's going in the first part or the second part. And actually, Bishami Maisa Pasuk Shishi, She'ein Lehecher. Bishami as a sixth Pasuk, it's not clear. But Ne'yakub Bom and Asada, Kishamam, the Bnei Yaakov heard when they came home, when they heard about what happened with Dina and Shechem. Is that what it is? They came home when they heard? No, they came home. And then when they heard, that's when they got depressed. Well, L'sham Yishchilik Mashmois. There's a difference in understanding of translation. The Kishamam Koyabo, if the word Kisham is going when they came, Mashmah, it sounds like Shabo B'lei Eis. They came home earlier from work because they heard about it. The Kisham Koyabasya Abis Atsu, and it was going Abisatsu, Im came Bo Beitam, they come home from work in the regular time. It's just Lach Shabo. When they came back, Kishamam, then they heard Oz Visaz when they got depressed. So Tais doesn't know, it's Archin on why those other two, why can't they be also just said it goes in the beginning and the end. Next says Matha begins Gemara Bidam, he says Dvarm Kiksavim. He says it's the words as they are written. What says over there is for them, what's over there is there. So it says, Tema, it's a wonder, according to Behuda, Lomali, then why do you need lezechanim less amat neschinim? Why do you need lezechanim to make it forbidden to give a non-Jew a free gift? But typically malacha, what do you mean from over here? Because we see that you're not allowed to give it to him; you have to sell it to him. The Hashem says no. Lezechanim itzrich, you need lezechanim lead them by love to say that it's also a negative prohibition. And this limud of Dvarim Kesavim, and this to say this is also a positive commandment. Or Yinami, another particular limud, what you could say is the Haida Hacha, what you need over here is Itzrich Legalis on the sin of the Ger. It was needed to teach him regarding the gift that you give to the Ger. Shimatan Mavish, that's literally a gift, because you would, if you would have just had the giving to the Ger, I would have said giving with money. Now we say that, no, non-Jew yourself, the inference, and that's what we need it for, is to say that the Ger is for free. Now make sure Yivam, the Yivam asks, here we're saying, according to Yehuda, that it's forbidden to give a free gift to a non-Jew. We explain that you could send a Jew could send a thigh, a gift to a non-Jew. How's that possible? But it's Rabbi that the Betesef to Tanya, and the Bryce is taught by Muslim Rabbi Yehuda. The Hacha here is talking about Ibn Kachav Mamakirai, that a non-Jew recognizes him. Then it's permitted. Why? That's like selling it to him, because you're getting a gain, because it's friendliness. And this is the thing says in Ibn Kachav. He said to the non-Jew, take from me this loaf of bread. Even though he didn't recognize him, like it sounds like over there from the Gemara, there it's different. Where he escorted him on the road, so that's like a payment. We can say, according to one that says forbidden to give a free gift, doesn't he hold on what the Gemara says and getting the Samachal of Manal that you're allowed to provide for the non-Jewish poor just like the Jewish poor because of ways of peace? But you're giving a free gift. It's for ways of peace. Then it's not just a free gift. Then it says, if you can say, Laman the Shari, according to one, says it is permitted. Doesn't he know what the Gemara says later in the Chavav Medal that when it comes to non-Jews and regarding the shepherds of the small livestock, you don't throw him into the pit, but you don't take him out. You're not supposed to give him support to live, and the free gift is doing that. We can say, no, the Krum Mairi, the Pasuk is too much, Ein Mechaya, Beis Matana, that you're not making him maintain his life with that gift. Because even if you don't give him anything, he won't die. When you're not supposed to, what's called Lemalin, it's going to provide, allow him to live. He was saying, you're allowed to give a free gift, is where he would anyways live. He has his own stuff anyway. Which some Gersos actually have. It's not similar to taking out of the pitch or cover the mesa, which is close to dying. If you take him out, ben comes out that you're bringing up a son for idolatry, which there was an omission from the Yevil Nashas. It's just about the beginning of the Meir, Ahud Itzrich. No, that you need. Why? What do you need? Oi, the Lachdim Nesin Neger to say that the giving to the Ger comes before the Mechiri David Kachavim to the selling to the non Jew. So it's just about the beginning and say, wait a second, Vachim Yeshlai La'od Mechavitz Limkar. Wait, you tell me anytime a Jew has something to sell, Yidnel Lager Koyim Shem Krin La'ev Kachavim, he has to give it as a gift to the Ger Tajah before he sells it to the non Jew? But Allah, I feel the Israeli meant so Balkach, even for a Jew, he's not commanded on that. To give it to the Jew before you want to sell it to the non-Jew. So I can say you have to give the nevela to the ger if you want to sell to the non-Jew before. Hashem says, no, the davka nevela, we're talking about specifically a dead animal carcass, which is only very, doesn't have much value to a Jew because they couldn't eat it. And they didn't have so many non-Jews amongst them, so it didn't have that much value. Well, the ger, he shava harbik shar basa, but for the ger, it's worth a lot. Like other meat, then for that, the Torah says, but right, in general, for a regular thing that you want to sell, you don't have to have such a loss and give it as a gift to the ger Torah. Next says, mat begin the gemar lahakdim, to say it's first, leitzakra. Oh, that you don't need a pasuk. We would have known that anyway. So it says, but then we can say, wait a second, giving the svar yeshlon hakdim sin the gilim achid abikachavim. So if logic would tell us, would dictate that giving to the ger Torah comes before selling to the non Jew, so lem nechta ben nesir the ger klal. Why is it even written at all that you have to give it to the ger? We would know for sure if you could sell it to the non-Jew. Of course, that you would first give it to the ger if you have such an option. You could say it's not the ilik siv nesin the ger. If it didn't say about giving to the ger, how do I mean? I would have said actually the asalit noy nevelas. Now I give nevelas to the ger tashu. Okay, they should eat and leave this guy legami. Although he took on partial like. Of this spiritual pursuit of keeping Shabbat Mitzvah Ninayach and therefore he's allowed to eat a nevela and non-kosher, but maybe you would say that we want him to go all the way and become a ger tzedek, and therefore not to give him non-kosher, and that's the chiddush that you are. The next is Mat begin Gemara Rai Brias Tavis Aimer Vechulu. Someone sees beautiful creations. He says this bracha Baruch Shekacha Baruch Bar Lamei. Now Yishami Aimer, the Yishami says you say it. I feel a gamel na sus na chamar na. Even if someone sees a beautiful camel, a beautiful horse, a beautiful donkey, Aimer Baruch Shekacha Lebalamei says, blessed is God that has such things in this world.